actually work with it. You just called it or you just stopped it, you don't get malchus. Eitzer Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has the kashas to Rosh Lakish. How could you say Dibur? It's not called an Eitzer. There's a lochom. Loi shodom rishoy lohomir. Elishim homir mumar. V'sefik esavoyim. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make tumura. If you have a carbon, and you have another animal next to it, you're not allowed to say zu taka zu. You're not allowed to make tumura. So loi shodom rishoy lohomir. Not that you're allowed to make tumura. Elishim homir. If somebody does make tumura, mumar taka chal. That the second animal also becomes Kodesh. But the Sefik HaSaboyim, if you know you get Malkus, you're over a lab of not to make Temura. So, Lukura, this is Rabbi Yechon's Kasha. All you did here just with a Maisa, with your Dibur. You just said, Harezu, Takazu, and you see you get Malkus. So you see, Dibur is called a Maisa, that you get Malkus with it. Oh, Malais, Rosh Lakish answered back, I tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, you know, learns this halacha, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehudi sheet all over is, Lav shein by ma'isa leikin alov. Enochanami, this mission in Temura that says that you get Malkus for the Aveira of Temura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That holds that you get Malkus even on a lav shein by ma'isa. Turns it out from a lav of Noiser. If you leave over Noiser, you don't need it. You get Malkus according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it's a lav shein by ma'isa. The kitta, this mission is not because Dibur is called a ma'isa, but rather goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that holds. You get Malkus even though you did not do a Maisa. A lav shein by Maisa is also like in a lav. The Gemara says, no. Well, me matzahs mukmas lak Rabbi Yehuda. Can you say this mission in Temura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yokotoni Reisha, it says in the Reisha over there, that ha-koyel ma-mirim. Of all of them, there's nisa Temura. Echor ha-noshim yechra noshim. Whether it's a man or whether it's a lady that did the nisa Temura, they're over the lav. Now, the Vinabo, we have a question like this. Ha-koyel when it says Lashon of Akil, what is it coming to include? So Lasuya Yerush, it comes to include even a Yerush. So Rashi says, Shem Heimer B'Kobin Oviv, let's say the Yerush, the son, that Yashin's his father. If his father was Makdish an animal, and now Liacha Misa Sob of Mumer, after the father was made, now the Ben says, Harezu Takazu, that the Lach of Temur is, it's only Chal on your own animal. It has to be an animal that belongs to you. If you go to somebody else's korban and you say to your animal, Harezu Tachazu, it's not Chal Temura. Temura is only on your own animal. There is a Shaila Yerush, if you were not Makdish this animal, your father was, and your father died, and you yashened it. And now you want to make Temura on it, is a Chal or not? So Tanakhama says, yes, Lasuya Yerush, that a Yerush could also make Temura. Oh, the like Rebbe Yehuda, and that's not like Rebbe Yehuda Shita. The Rebbe Yehuda, listen, according to Rebbe Yehuda, for Omar Rebbe Yehuda Shita is, Yerush ain't a Meimer, Yerush ain't a Seimich. The Yudels know that a Yerush is not Meimer. Because near the time of course, with Tumur Bresh Rakam, there we dashen to review the dashen Sukkim, that's only the one that's Makdish the animal itself, he could be Meimer. And not a Yerush. So, Huru, you can't say that first mission in Tumur goes according to Yudhi Shita, that holds a lav shamed by Maisa, is like in a love, because it also says, Hakil Mamirin. I was saying this Lasui is coming to include a Yerush. And that's not like Reb Yehuda. So who you see that mission that is not like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda also says, Yerush ain't a Semich. The same thing, if he brings his father's carbon, he cannot make smichim. He's not called the Bailim of the carbon. So the Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you, Hai Tano, this Tan in Temura, Sovolo Kavose Bechode, Upolo Golei Bechode. He holds like Reb Yehuda in one track. He holds like him that you get Malkus on a lav Shein B'Maisa. Again, according to Resh Lakish, it says, Akir Lakim Asvosiv, is loy havi maisa. So how come the mission in Temura says you get Malkus for the lava of Temura? So Rosh Lakish has to answer that. That mission goes according to Reb Yehuda. So Pshat is that time holds like Reb Yehuda in one prat, that he holds the lava shein by maisa, you get Malkus. But to Pola Galeb Echoda, that time that mission argues on Reb Yehuda in another halacha, that he holds that a Yerush is not Meimer. The Yerush could be Meimer. Therefore, the mission says, Hakil Mamirim, it comes to include even a Yerush. There was no steer on Rosh Lakish, no kash on Rosh Lakish. It could be that Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, and that Tana holds like Reb Yehuda in one prat, and he holds and he the Negei Tilkas of a Yerush that he argues on Reb Yehuda.
Now it says Tana Rabbanan.
It goes like this: Ha Chayse Mesapora V'Dashbo. If somebody was Chayse Mesapora, he muzzled up the pora and also the dashbo. It's a Euro worker. You hired, you rented somebody else's pora, and now you did not let it eat. You are Chayse. You muzzled the pora and you work with it. So, like in Mishalim, the locker is you get Malkus, because you're over the lav of Leisachson. But you also have to pay the owner the fact you held the back that the animal did not eat its lunch, like it was supposed to eat when it was working. So if you give the animal back to the owner at night, he already ate his lunch. Now that you muzzled it, so you did not let him eat its lunch, so the owner is going to have to feed him lunch tonight. So it's called like you stole from him, so you have to pay him how much he pays for lunch. Now, Ulaiku Mishalim, Dalit Kabin, Lapora, Vigimul Kabin, Lachamor. How much does a por eat? Dalit Kabin. How much does a chamor eat? Gimul Kabin. That's how much you have to pay the owner. Now the question is, the klal always is, Vuein Ulaiku Meis, the locher is, you're not Ulaiku Meis? So how come over here we say you get Malkus and you have to pay? Vuein Ulaiku Mishalim. Usually the klal is, Kom Lebed Rab Minei, we only make you pay one and not two. The Rashi says, Mishum Devilei Shtei Rishoyis. You only have to pay one and not two. Just so I'll come over here, we make you pay two. How come you get Malkus? And you have to pay. So my answer is, Rabbaya, Homani Rabbi Meir. I said, there's also contra Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomad Rabbi Meir holds, like you, Mishalim, yes. Rabbi Meir holds, as Kadei Rishosoi, it only goes upon Mis and Malkus. That you don't get two. But Mom and Malkus, you have to pay both. You have to get Malkus, and you have to pay money. Robam Rother says, maybe no. Even not according to Rabbi Meir. Either the klal of Kadei Rishosa, you only have to get one, just get Malkus, and you don't have to pay money. The Rabbi says, Esnan Osra Tayrom, the Afilu Bo Alimai. An Esnan Zainav, you live with a Zainan, you give her an animal for pay. So the locker is, that animal is also to bring for Korban. Now the case is talking about, even the case where you live with your mother, that if a man lives with his mother, so he's Chayiv Misa. Still, when you give her the Porah, this Porah is also for Korban. The question is why, you don't have to pay him. Since you're chayiv misa, you're a potter. The terrace is, that we say, come live the rabbinah, that you're potter, it's only that Bezdin can't force you to pay. But if you yourself want to pay, it's called a payment. Like b'day shemayim, you're still chayiv to pay. Therefore, if you do give if you give your mother the behemoth for pay, even though you don't have to pay b'day yadam, but if you give it to her, it's called pay. And therefore, it's also for korban. Here also, like a mishalim enachnami, Bezdin cannot force you to pay. Since Bezin gives you Malkus, Bezin cannot force you to pay. Just you should know, the din is though you're supposed to pay, like B'day Shemayim, you're mechuyev to pay. Rav Papa says another terrace. Rav Papa Roma, Mishas Mishicho, Ichayiv lo b'mezonai seho. That no, as soon as you took this animal, you rented it, so right away it's chalachiv upon you to feed it. You're supposed to feed it, you rented it for the day, so part of the rent is that you have to feed him. O milki lo loki achas kasima. But you only mechuyev Malkus for when the time when you muzzled it and you started to work. It's only when you're working with it and it's muzzled. So therefore the chiyev money comes from before the chiyev Malkus. Therefore we do not say kom leib rab minei, since the chiyev mamon came first. Omer Rav Papa says, Hani mili boi minei dever Rav Papa bar Abba. These things are it from Rav Papa bar Abba. O pashti lohu li surah. And they will soon say they asked them two questions. And he was pushing them both li yisr. Now chodet kilchos, the one he paskin right, the chodet lav kilchos, the one he paskin wrong. What was the shaylus? Voyim in every yisr like this. Mahu lolush es isom b'cholov. When you need a bread to make bread, are you allowed to put some milk inside it? Is it mutter to put milk inside the dough or not? Upashti lu li yisr, and it came out true. Have the ma'aseh tosa. Kiyuchasa, that's taka da locha. The locha is you're not allowed to make milchik bread. The Tanya will learn. Ain loshen as isa b'cholib. You're not allowed to knead your dough with milk. V'yimlash, if you did put milk inside the dough, then kol apas kula asura. The whole bread is also teat. Nifnei hergal avera. Because the Rabbanim were afraid maybe you come teat it with fleshik. Like regular bread, it's normal teat at all times. Whether it's milk or whether it's fleshik. Mamalim, you eat bread at both meals. So therefore, midrabbanan, you're not supposed to have milchik bread. The same thing, you're not supposed to have fleshik bread. It's a question about cake. Some say small cakes, that it's nicker, you eat it in one shot, it's alright. Or else a cheesecake that you can tell clearly that it's milchik, that's also alright. But bread, you can't make milchik bread. So he passed it right. Ki yaitse boya, the same halakha is also, ain toshin es satana balya. You're not allowed to put fat, even kosher fat, fleshik dika flat, fat, in the oven. The yimtash, and if you do put fat, you smear the oven with kosher fleshedika fat, it's called a pas kula asura. That you're not allowed to eat the bread you baked here, because the bread becomes fleshiks. And that's the locha midrabbon, you're not allowed to eat bread, that's fleshiks. Ad sheyasek es ha-tana. Until first you heat up the tana and make the tana kosher. you are kli matches here, talking about a metal tanner, that you can make it kosher. So if you heat it up, then kabbalah kach poltoi, you take out the fleshik. This is one shiloh, he passed in right. Vidach, what was the second shiloh? Vidach boi min ayde yechum like this. Mao lahachnis min usheina min uledir. We're allowed to put, let's say, a shor and a chamor together in the same corral. There's nisa to make them, to put them together. Nisa klayim. So maybe the Issa klayim is only when you're my via them, when you mamish put the yever into the isha. But if you just put them together in the same corral, maybe there's no Issa. Oh, that was the shal of the yistim. Oh, pashtilu yisura, the late Kilchasan, he passed on that it was also to do this, and it's not like la halacha. The Yomash Shmuel says like this, when two Aden see a man and a lady live together, an Ashish Ish is living with another man, and you want to be Mechayev Zemisa, Chiyirwa Kedarech HaMenachem. All the Aden have to see is the way a man and an Isha is together when they live together. But you don't have to see Mamish, the man, putting his Aver into the Isha. It's enough just to see them lying together, that's enough to be Edus that he did a Maisiz Nus. But of the Kalayim, when you want to say someone was over an Issa Kalayim by a behemoth, that means you're a Marbiya, you put one min onto another min, Achiyachnes Kimocho B'Shpaferis. You're only over the law, the Issa is only if a person takes the Aver of the man, of the ox, and puts it into the other min, into a Chamayra. If you do that action, that's the law of Kalayim. But just putting the two of them into the same corral, that's no Issa. So this party passed you in the room. Mosti Ravachtavoy Baram, he asked a question. He says like this, Elon Emma, who would have said, Behem Tacholoi Sarbiyam, that they're not allowed to put your two behemoths together? Hoi Siyoma would have thought to say, what's the Averum? Lo Yechas Odem Abehema Beshor Sherlo Le Zocher. So I would have thought the Yisra is that you're not allowed to hold on to the animal when the Zocher is coming into her. Talmud Leima, that the Pesuk says, Klayim, Klayim.
There's the Yisra only applies to Klayim. Not the hemtchola sabiya even a min b'minoi, but only klayim like a chamor and a shor. Those two cannot be together. For kopon the diik is lav mechlal the klayim. It's a proof that by the use of klayim by two different meaning, achizanami, that just holding on to the female when the male goes on top of her is also called an ista klayim. So see, not like we said before, it's only when you machnis the aver inside. Just mashm holding on to the behemoth alone is an ista klayim. Zmar says loy. Mayachiz, know what it means holding on here? It means hachnu.